Senator Lieberman is absolutely right. Assad is the key problem here, supported by Iran and supported by Russia. I would fully support going after him and his leadership team aggressively, but I don't want to do it in a way that degrades the Syrian military, the Syrian security service, and the Syrian intelligence service, because they need to be able to bring stability to that country when Assad does go. So we need to get rid of Assad, but we need to do it in a way that keeps that keeps the ability to hold that country together in place, so we don't end up with Iraq or we don't end up with Libya.
I don't think the pilots who are dropping barrel bombs on civilian buildings are going to be the ones to pull Syria together after this after Assad leaves.
How do you do that, though, Mike? What you're saying, get Assad but leave his army in place?
I think we have to come to the conclusion that I think the senators come to, and I think everybody at this table agrees that he is the primary problem. So let's figure out a way of removing him from the battlefield.
Yeah, he will try to act as if he's our ally now because we have the same enemy in ISIS. But as others have said, sometimes the enemy of your enemy is still your enemy, and Assad is the enemy here. I think we remember last year after the Red Line and the chemical weapons, President was going to strike Assad's military structures from the air, pulled back on it, as we know. We're going to go into Syria now with air power against ISIS. There's no reason why we can't selectively use that air power against Assad, and that will empower the people of Syria, particularly the moderate opposition that we're now going to give arms and training.